You fucked it up. You gotta work on your hand motions.
This looks like you're ready. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
It does.
That doesn't mean anything to the podcast because no one can see.
Now Kevin fucked it up.
Yeah.
You just keep talking. You don't even look at the hand gestures people are giving you.
Stop fighting now. Stop writing now.
So it's like everybody.
Mathematical anti-telepathic carpatum septum.
Yeah. Does that look around you?
Look around you. Just look around you.
So I think we're going to make fun of one of our friends in this podcast just a little bit. One of our friends who may or may not actually listen to this podcast. Hello, if you do. I'm not going to say your name. You'll know who you are.
Hello.
Has completely and 100% refused to participate in any activity that's related to Rise of Skywalker.
I know who you're talking about.
So, okay.
And
let's just back this
let
up.
Let me finish this. We had asked him, this individual, if they were going to see it, they proceeded to say no, and that they had read some spoilers on Reddit or something about the plot of the movie, and that based on the way they think it's going to go, it's going to be very stupid. We asked them that if someone was going to buy their ticket, if that would be okay, and they said, no, I don't want to spend any money that might be put towards that movie that might be related to me. So he's like, you know, a conscientious objector of Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. And the main... Is that not right?
No, I'm trying to think if that's inappropriate.
Star Wars isn't socially real enough to be...
I don't have conscientious objector so much as like out and out protesting.
Yeah, okay, you're right. He's full-on protesting.
Boycotting.
Yeah, yeah. Boycotting the Rise of Skywalker. And one of the main great reasons, besides the fact that he read the plot, was that in the trailer, supposedly they had horses riding horses in space on a Star Destroyer. And I don't know if that can actually be validated or not. I haven't looked, but in the newest trailer, they have that scene where everybody's riding a horse on a Star Destroyer, and it looks like it's in space, I guess. I didn't notice that, but anyway...
that's the part of Star Wars that doesn't make sense.
That's the part
I can understand if you really hated Last Jedi like that, you might be really hesitant to see that movie and may not want to spend your own money on it or wait till it comes out at some point, right?
That's fair, yeah.
I can also understand that, like, you might not want to deal with the crowds or, like, the amount of hype that's around it in terms of, like, going opening weekend and things like that, which can be a little bit stressful. But simply saying you never want to see it and it being such a large franchise that this individual I know is in, like, likes a lot.
Yeah.
It's really rough for me to try to understand the logic of never seeing the movie and simply hating it based off of the plot you read online.
That he found out before the movie was released.
Yes.
I feel like
that's like the Dexit all over again, where people kind of like all but heard about something coming out, didn't even get a real version of it, and then when it really came out, it wasn't nearly as bad as people thought.
You're telling me the people on the internet might be wrong?
There was this whole thing I saw the other day about cancel culture. Let's talk about cancel culture for a second. Does everybody know what cancel culture is?
Are we done talking about Star Wars?
Well, no, but do you guys have anything constructive to say?
I just don't... I mean, that's the line. Like, Ewoks are fine. The fact that in Empire Strikes Back, they're inside a space worm and they don't need to wear anything to breathe. It just somehow has an atmosphere inside of its belly.
The asteroid has an atmosphere.
Yeah, that's fine.
What?
The space bats, that's fine.
Space bat! There are space whales. So the defending point I had there is there's space bats. There's also space worms. There's space whales addressed in Star Wars Rebels. And space horses totally could be a thing if you're following in line, but they'd probably be gigantic because they're space horses. And they're not
space
confined
horses.
By the boundaries of your noble planet.
Well,
Kendrick's
okay,
like,
so
hello,
did,
darkness,
he,
my old friend.
Does he... so did he, like...
It's not a he. Oh, my God. What?
Or do they, like... Sorry.
Does they like Star Wars?
Does they like Star Wars at all?
Yeah.
Like, okay, but...
I don't think that's true.
I mean, it seems to me...
Old God. The old God. Like, they like Star Wars up until probably, like, the end of the sequels, I guess. The end of the prequels, sorry.
Okay. But that's where some of the craziest
pop racing.
I don't know enough about it, but I know the individual still participates in Star Wars based activities to this day.
Okay. See, but that's what I'm confused is because, I mean, just because one weird thing is happening.
Show me in the doll where Ryan Johnson touched you.
That is an interesting way to phrase that.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I feel bad because, like, it means that I'm never going to get to have a good discussion about that individual with the movie. And I wanted to because I think it's cool.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like I can understand, like, yeah, I don't want to pay for it in theaters. I'm very disappointed with the way that the thing is going. And I'm not saying these are my opinions.
Right.
Like,
that's the screenshot he's talking about.
I just looked it up, yeah. Those are space horses, all right.
They're not in space.
Space horses.
But everything's in space in Star Wars.
Oh.
It's Star Wars.
Come on,
Wars
man.
Of Star.
That's most likely the planet where the storm is happening, where they find the remnants of the Death Star. But anyway,
like, so anyway, I can see people being upset with
Kendrick posted a picture
the way that it's going and how
Oopsies.
Like you know maybe it looks like it's being dumb and maybe the trailers always look like there's weird
I'm
shit going on.
Still
right?
pissed.
Yeah.
About the Rogue One trailer with the TIE fighter that comes up on the radar or the dish tower that they never included in the show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you were saying.
But yeah, that like, yeah. I mean, that's actually a great point. And like, the trailers are always fairly elusive. And I feel like going off of spoilers that were quote unquote revealed about plot points and stuff is a really really dumb thing to even pay attention to.
Idiot.
Yeah, it's I don't think that it's worth the time and energy to get invested. If you're really gonna have any opinion about it, I feel like you should at
take
least give
that.
It a chance of.
Dude, I mean,
I can't find it. I can't screen cap it.
What? How did you get it?
It's in YouTube.
Dark Magic.
Oh, there's like 1,600.
Okay.
I googled it. All right. It's
all
over the place.
But yeah,
Space
so
Forces.
There's that. That's just my opinion. I'm still
going to
watch.
That looks like the side of a van from the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Can we drive that on the side of a van?
Yeah.
Where do we know that?
I mean, I'm going to watch it because it's the end of a trilogy, and that's cool. And I like
it.
I'm going
to watch it
because
of Star Wars. And I like Star Wars. And God knows, Last Jedi, I actually had a long, very deep discussion with one of our guys on the provisioning team about why all the things that he really didn't like about The Last Jedi. And he actually hit on some very, very good points that I absolutely agreed with.
Should we discuss
But
that?
I also like The Last Jedi. It was just fun. It's fun. It's space wizards in the deep future past. What
can
else
you
do
remember
you want?
The top two things that he said he didn't like?
Rey has really no defining characteristics that allow me to care about her.
Okay.
The majority of the characters that were brought on, even including of like The Force Awakens, were, you know, it's like, oh, here's all the characters from this Star Wars history that you like. Like, here's here's Solo, and here's Luke Skywalker, and they're dumb and dead, and they're doing stupid things. And they have, like, no agency.
I would like to know more about how he felt connected to the original characters, because I'm like...
We just watched A New Hope.
Yeah.
And it was a poignant reminder that that's what Luke is. Like, you're watching, like, I don't give a fuck about this guy.
Yeah, I don't care about Luke at all.
Why do I care about him?
People really like Han Solo because he's the bad guy, good guy.
He's
like,
the scoundrel. Yeah. But...
Yeah, nobody feels about connection to Chewbacca, like, and he's in every fucking single movie ever.
Dude, he's
a... No. No one, like, as in...
Quote, unquote.
Like, but he's like the least developed character or most developed character ever, if you know anything
right,
about
yeah.
him.
Well, and I think that's one of those things where that's a tough line to draw, because on the one hand, yeah, she's not very interesting, Rey, as a character, because she's like a...
Part of that is because they obfuscated her past. Like,
right,
you have trouble caring about someone you don't know.
Right, but at the same time, I almost aggressively don't care about Luke, because he's a whiny little shit.
How can you care about Finn? How can you care about Poe without reading
the
same universe?
Here's the other part, then, and this is the control, is what's an example of some media where you care about somebody? Because when you start comparing it, you start to realize, why do I care about The Great Gatsby? Why do I care about, you know, like, anybody in any show ever? Why do I care about anybody on Watchmen? Why do I care about anybody in any comic book? Why do I care about Batman? Like, well, we don't know his backstory.
I think for me, it inherently goes back to being able to connect to their past. Oh, sorry, Link?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who cares? Why do I care about him?
Well, you play Link, right?
Yeah, but why do I care?
Because I think, for me, it's that I'm Link.
Right, but why do I care?
You're Link when you play Link.
No, I don't play that game.
Well, if you don't care about yourself, you can never care about anybody.
And I think that might be what it is. But anyway.
That's true. I also would say that anybody who has had to do TCS in our organization is fundamentally insane and probably, like, slowly, slowly dying. And so I can see why they wouldn't connect to any normal character.
They lost all that.
Which is unfortunate, but...
I don't know. I might suggest you talk to him. He brought some neat stuff up.
There's a lot of people I've heard bring up really good stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I just didn't care about it. Like,
my problem with those things is contrast that with like a character known for being really flat and boring, the Bella from Twilight.
I think that I personally feel that most Star Wars characters, if not all, are more relatable than Bella.
And how is that manifest? I've watched the first movie and read 4 pages of the first book of Twilight before I was like, and that's enough of that for me today. And then I heckled from the back and got shushed on opening night of Twilight. It was a long time ago.
You heckled?
Heckled. We heckled at... well, we didn't really like heckle. It was an unrestrained reaction. Anyone who's seen... Has anyone actually seen Twilight?
No, I haven't bothered.
All of them.
So there's a scene...
Kevin,
dear
God,
I've seen all of them.
I've seen the first two or three. I think there's four or five.
Three, I think.
There's three? I thought that they split the last one into two movies.
That's Harry Potter.
Yeah, maybe.
They did that with The Hobbit. No, it's The Hobbit.
Harry Potter, yeah.
That's The Hobbit.
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Okay.
So...
Try to be a good spouse.
In the first episode...
Kevin, you're a good
I love the haunted look. Like, you've seen some shit. And I don't remember why I went. I think I was drunk. But I went down with some people, and we were sitting in the back row.
It was for a girl, wasn't it?
I would like to say so, but I can't remember which girl it would be, so I don't think it was. I think I was just also ran. And I think I went because some of my buddies were going, and we wanted to ridicule it afterwards from a place of knowledge instead of a place of ignorance. Because ridiculing things from a place of ignorance is what podcasts are for. So we sat in the back row, and I remember the line. It was where the sparkly vampire family that lives in the mansion in the woods says they don't eat human blood, they only eat animal blood, and they consider themselves vegetarians. Like, that's the line.
What?
And I sat in the back, and both, it was another Kevin, and I were like, what? I just couldn't stop that, like, expulsion from exiting their mouths being vocalized. Like, normally I can keep my reactions in a movie theater under control, but at that time I couldn't stop myself from being like, what? And we got shushed by a very scary old lady. but that's where, if you ever read the Oatmeal's analysis of Bella as a character, he talks about how he just calls her pants.
Yeah. I have seen that.
Yeah, he just calls her pants because she hasn't got any redeeming or any defining characteristics as a character in the book, and so you can just pull her on like a pair of pants, and then you can project yourself into that character's role because there's nothing stopping you from completely identifying with the character, which
is
part
is
of
Link
why
a pair
Link
of pants.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
like a tunic.
Yeah, I hate this.
But there's a part of Link that is that for that reason, and that's actually why Link is called Link. If you talk to the original creators of the video game series, was because he was your link to the game.
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
But
you're kind of like,
yeah.
You fill in the voice yourself.
And so, yeah.
Except for those voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. But no, so that's part of it. But when it's not a player character.
The Sitsockling soundboard. Sorry.
Hell yeah.
Still going. We could have a subset.
That's how I'm just gonna finish out the rest of this podcast. Hit. Joe, yeah. What do you think? Hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what I was saying was that works when you're a player character, like the guy from Dark Souls. Your player character from Dark Souls doesn't have a character because it's you.
It's you. Yeah.
But when you're watching a character, that kind of ruins it. You know, I think that's part of where.
Well, I mean, that's the difference between like a defining character in a story and the avatar
are not
that's supposed
movies.
To be you.
You can't prove that.
Because again, books are not movies.
But maybe that's the point: is that you're trying to
you get out
yourself into the movie.
Right, but
because all this cool stuff is happening like around this character,
it's true.
Like, it's like they're the universe of the.
That's where, from a story standpoint, you've got to have the character for plot exposition, which is your Luke, which is your Rey.
Yeah.
They're very clearly drawn, like they're meant to be compared as characters. You can tell, like their character design, their lifestyle, their area they're from is meant to mimic each other in a lot of senses, right? Like living in the shadow of a fallen, like. Not necessarily empire, but a broken world and being cast out in the corner.
Now,
and
do you think that Luke, old Luke, is more similar to Obi-Wan or Yoda? From, like, if you're comparing first series
Yoda.
To Yoda. Okay.
100% Yoda.
Because I figured crazy. That if you're talking about, like, the character develop, like, how often the character shows up in the original trilogy versus how much they are used in the second trilogy, you could make an argument for Obi-Wan as well. Because Obi-Wan is more prevalent in the prequels than Yoda is as a character in the movies.
Yeah.
And then that translates to Luke being the mentor for Rey, where Luke is the center point of all the movies, right? Anakin is a big deal, but he's the villain, so, like, you have to look at the next most common character that's not a villain that turns into a mentor.
Fair. Luke's not in The Last Jedi, or what's it?
Rise of Skywalker.
Whatever. Well, no, the
Force
first
Awakens.
Of, yeah, that
Force Awakens.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying that, well, you only have Yoda in one movie and you only have Ben in one movie. It's like, you only have the mentor showing up in a single film.
Right, but...
And if you're comparing it directly to sequel, you're...
But Obi-Wan's influence is felt throughout the whole trilogy because he keeps telling Luke stuff.
So does Yoda at some point, right?
Afterwards,
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
okay.
By the end, but then it's...
So we'll just have to see if Luke keeps telling Rey stuff.
Yeah, or if Yoda does. Which would be really confusing.
Blue you again? Confusing and scared. Yeah.
But I would say that the character... And the behavior of Luke is more like the erratic and borderline insane.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Borderline, demonstrably insane.
I'm just humanist, so I don't really like that you're comparing an alien to another character that's human in another movie. It just bothers me a lot.
Anyway. No, continuing the thing of bigotry on Sidsock apparently today.
What was the first time I think we did
cancel culture?
Oh, I want to talk about that. Don't get me fucking started.
Are we
cancel
still
culture?
What time? How much time do we have?
Several minutes.
15, 16
okay.
minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so... you guys don't know what cancel culture is?
No, I know you do.
Because you know everything.
You know what I... Why would I know?
We generally assume that you know.
Yeah.
I almost asked you another question
about
something completely unrelated
in culture.
Earlier today.
I do like
I
to
assume
know
that you just know.
You use words like immutable.
That is a technical computer science term.
You're a
not for people who aren't technically in computer science.
No, it still is. You just don't know it.
So, cancel culture is the act of, like, so let's say I'm a celebrity or I'm someone who is in the spotlight. Thanks, man. So I better not fuck up. You're going to cancel culture me.
Yeah. By the way, I'm doxing you now.
Oh, God. So somebody who's in a spotlight of any kind, whether it be political, musical, movies,
okay.
any type of thing, right, does something or says something or any kind of thing that might be able to be interpreted in a way that's, like, negative, right? I'll explain it better in a sec.
So
then
really
gets attacked
person.
By a group of other people. Specifically, the thing I was looking at was "is over" party. There's, like, a hashtag blank is over party that's coming out now.
Gotcha.
And, like, the whole idea is that you jump on people who make small mistakes in order to try to kill their career.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
That's fucking stupid.
One of the examples I saw on this YouTube channel the other day was someone talking about how Billie Eilish said, yikes, when someone was addressing Lady Gaga's meat dress that she wore, and then that made Billie Eilish into, like, a terrible person because she was commenting on fashion, commenting on Lady Gaga expressing herself, commenting on the fact that animals are killed every day, whatever the attack. But what I learned that was even weirder, and I don't even care if we go into other cancel culture stuff, because the thing that I learned that was weirder is that apparently... A lot of the people who participate in cancel culture are people in the K-pop realm who all they do is they, like, text, like, they're like, oh, this person's over with, like, blah, 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 hashtag Billie Eilish is over party, and then they post pictures of, like, K-pop idols dancing, like, TikToks or snaps of, like, K-pop dancers dancing. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. I feel like I'm so far removed from... The culture that bred the culture that bred this culture.
Are we getting to that point? Are we that point at our age?
Gentlemen, the internet left us behind.
Fuck!
I really kind of wish that your brother's wife was here, because she might have some understanding of it. Not that she does that stuff,
I'm wondering if it is actually the K-pop people, or if that just became the symbol.
Yeah, you know, that'd be... But they, like, yeah. So, but anyway, cancel culture is this thing where basically if you break it down to what it's trying to do... You pick someone out who either you don't like, or you did something, or you're just jumping on a bandwagon to literally try to end someone's career and livelihood because of a comment they made or something like that. So, I mean, you can
that's
see
so,
when I describe
like
it like that
bullshit.
How many times that has happened in the last 10 years.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's like an everyday occurrence nowadays. Like, someone says something, they get, like, attacked for the whole, like, Iowa Tribune thing. Did you hear about that? Like, there's a guy who... set up a GoFundMe to get himself beer as a joke, he's like a podcaster, and sure. people gave him tons of money. Like, they gave him like $1 million or something.
Holy shit.
So he's like, I'm going to donate this because I clearly don't need this money, and it's meant for something like that. And then, so he was doing that, and some Iowa Tribune guy, I think it's called the Iowa Tribune, sorry, I don't remember, but went and found out a bunch about this guy's past and tried to cancel culture him, or cancel him, because he was like a bad guy who is just doing to do the right thing, trying to do this one thing to make up for everything, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And then everybody on the internet started cancel culture the Iowa Tribune guy.
Oh, shit. That
and they tore him up. He apparently did something on a tweet a long time ago that literally got him fired from the Iowa Tribune. And it was all it took was... like kind of like you mess with the bull, you get the horns kind of thing. The guy who got was getting canceled in the first place, the one who had $1 million, he didn't know anything about what they were
doing. Yeah, no, he was, like, not involved at all.
It's just there's people out there now who will take the time to destroy you if you look at them wrong.
Wow. Internet.
And so that guy got fired and from the Iowa Tribune, and it was a real big deal because it was, like, this whole... It's, like, the epitome of, like, the terribleness around cancel culture and how bad it can hurt people and... Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous, man.
Kendrick's been canceled a few times. That's why he's not talking.
That's true. I have a very strong personal relationship with that.
Wait, are you saying that we're in danger of being canceled, Cole?
I'm canceling you right now.
No. You fucked it up.
You gotta work on your hand motions. It up. This looks like you're ready. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
It does.
That's
it
not a hand
really
gesture.
It really doesn't mean anything to the podcast because no one can see
that's
what you're
not
doing,
a...
So.
Now Kevin fucked it up.
Yeah.
You just keep talking. You don't even look at the hand gestures people are giving you.
They can't see him, so it doesn't count.
No, but you can see them. That counts the most.
Everyone stop and be quiet.
I've never heard that.
You've never seen that. That's never excuse. No.
Or flick the lights off. That's what I know to be quiet.
Have I ever seen the stop? Like that one?
If we were all moving in like a single file line in a group, like a SWAT team, sure. We're in a fucking room.
That means that I want you two to go in the back and you to punch a hole through the door.
Okay. Where's my rock?
That door.
Yeah, where's my rock?
No rocks. I didn't say punch with a rock. Oh, wait.
So that was cancel culture.
Yeah, it's just, I guess the whole idea is that maybe you should, like, if you have valid criticism, maybe try to approach people in a more direct fashion than, like, responding to a tweet, because if you have actually valid, like, somewhat criticism about something that can matter, like, hey, I don't like that this happened. Like, maybe this time, next time, like, don't do this. Or, like, I think that this was cool that you did, but you also did it in this way. Like, that's going to get drowned out nowadays. So you really have to try to figure out a way to get to somebody if you want to kind of help them or, like, express your opinion that may be actually, like, legitimately helpful in a different way.
Here's the thing I'm like, irritated by in this entire thing, right? So the example that you gave was...
The Billie Eilish one?
Was Billie Eilish... And I have no other context other than what you literally just said a little while ago.
Sure.
She was responding to, I assume, an image.
They were talking about fashion.
They're talking about fashion. Okay.
And someone brought up that Lady Gaga wore that meat dress, and it wasn't shown or anything, but she knew what it was. And her brother and her work closely together. They were both getting interviewed.
Okay.
And her brother was like, "Yeah, I remember that." And Billy was like, "Yeah."
Yeah. So.
And you've continued.
Right.
And there was
right.
Nothing else.
So it's like they were. So the discussion of the meat dress like came up, right? Wasn't that kind of the point that Lady Gaga was trying to make with that, or like wearing the dress of meat, was to get like an evocative response from people because it's completely out there and kind of an odd thing to be, you know?
Sure. Like, I mean, that's probably why
I feel like it's like that. So they jumped on Billie Eilish because she responded to a thing that was designed to
invoke response.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Like, man, fuck you, you pathetic worms.
Yeah, I think you can go on Twitter and type in "is over party" and find the most recent "is over party" hashtag and see who's getting attacked today.
I spend no time on Twitter because I find it to be
a
hotbed of
idea.
Fucking ridiculous
but
bullshit.
Yeah, it's like
Facebook, but more vacuous.
Yeah.
I finally had to get a Twitter account because it's the easiest way to get pictures from the Switch to the computer.
I love that was the reason that
he
did that.
That's awesome. Okay, totally understand it. That's like, that
but
seems like a valid use case.
But I signing up, I was like, this is dumb.
There is good things you can get off Twitter.
Well, yeah,
right,
sure.
But you can get them
you
from
follow.
Other places.
Is there
that's
also...
True.
Because they pull, people will pull it off of Twitter and put it on Reddit or Facebook.
That's the best.
Email.
Yeah, generally. I find out a lot of stuff that's on Twitter from Reddit.
But also, like, so the other part is, like, comedians nowadays are getting attacked with cancel culture really hard. Because comedians say things, and unless the joke is... Like, this podcast right here... we say a lot of off the cuff things. Like, sure. Our humor is pretty much.
And off color.
Yeah, it's pretty much non scripted. Because we don't have. Okay. Because we don't have, like, pre scripted anything. Like, we just talk. It's about stream of consciousness. So we're in, like, the hotbed for, like, cancel culture. Because
after last week, we're going to get so canceled.
What do we do?
Talked about Judaism.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh, yeah.
Weren't we just kind
something
of,
else? We, like, we went from somewhere and we just.
Oh, shoom. I talked to somebody about the Sabbath mode on the ovens.
Yeah.
Well, if we get cancel culture, then
it won't matter. We don't have anything. No one follows us anyway, so we can't get canceled.
Wait, are they coming for us at our, like,
no, everybody who does that is aware we don't make enough money to try to cancel, so they're not hurting
us. They don't care about
it. Just kidding.
They just want to hurt us. For saying the word.
But, like, any comedian that has, like, a podcast or off the cuff, like Harmontown, like, could easily get.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, like, you can make a joke, but if the joke isn't scripted enough to not be offensive and yet still be funny, but still be offensive. You get attacked because you're like, oh, you said the word weeb, and all of the weebs hate that you said
God,
that.
Weebs hate it when you call them weebs.
Or, like, you accused, like, I think there's this guy on YouTube called H3H3, and he does, like, a bunch of stuff with his girlfriend / fiance.
Yeah.
And he did something where he called K-pop fans weird Twinkie and something like that. And, like, it's just a way for weird twink gay boys to jerk off to stuff or something like that. And he's, like, he's a comedian. Like, everything he does is trying to be funny. And he's on a podcast.
Sure.
So he's on the spot trying to, like, make jokes and trying to make up stuff exactly like I do all the time.
Hey.
And so, and, like, but he got, oh, man, the backlash from that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that those, I almost went in the direction of that and I decided not to. I can't imagine that anyone.
Are you bored? Can we help you? Do you want to be here?
I can't imagine that those individuals would like to be represented that way.
That's true. But then that basically means you can't make fun of anybody ever, and you need to not speak.
Certainly not the Gay Boy Twinks. Don't make fun of them.
Are we done?
I don't. I'm okay. Done. With that,
well, we're done here.
Yeah,
that's it. Well,
bye everybody.
That was the last episode.
I'll
of
just
the
dox myself now.
No, you can't. You can't. You gotta. You can't get. You can't double trap a triple stamp cancel. So, like, if
double.
We double stamp or triple stamp,
double,
we can't be
double.
Canceled by a double stamp. Don't worry about it. We
does
won't
that
get canceled.
Does that
we
stop the hashtag? Because I need
double
the
check,
hashtag
check,
to stop.
Triple check.
Double
yeah, check
a triple stamp checklist.
Like, comment, and subscribe, or don't, or dox us, whatever.